Like, I've dated
Caucasian.
Caucasian American. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Mm. Well, this is taking a turn.
Hi, this is Sharna Barnes. I will be your host for Dating in the Shadows. And welcome again for all my lovely viewers. I appreciate you guys.
Yes, this is Julian. I am the ghost voice. I'm essentially this couch. So I am today's guest / co-host / questionnaire. Yes. You've been in America now for, I'm going to say, 13 years.
Yeah, close years. Enough. 2011. So yeah, you're right on.
Right. Did you come here looking for an American boy?
Oh, did I come here looking for an American boy? No, I actually came here because I was dating someone that was an American, and we actually met online.
What website?
I
want to
say it was like MySpace, like way back. If you don't know what MySpace is, I understand you may be too young, right? So we met on MySpace, have been communicating and everything, and I decided to apply for a visa to come to the U.S. to visit this particular person, of which I did. And this person was in California. So, yeah, I moved or visit the U.S. in California in 2011.
Did he fly you out or you flew yourself
No,
out?
I flew myself out. Oh. Yeah. But yes, I did flew myself out to come to Cali because, you know, I met this amazing person. I'm like, oh my God, we're going to meet for the first time and see what happens and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Okay. And this guy was he Jamaican as well? Or
no, he was American, full-fledged American, never been to Jamaica.
So that was your first time?
He ever came out of the country before.
So that was your first time dealing with an American?
Yeah, I would say that was my first time dealing with an American, yes.
Mm-hmm. How would you rate that experience 1 out of 10?
Well, he eventually kicked me out, threw me out of the house. So I don't know. I don't know if I should be rating anything. But yeah, I was thrown out with all my clothes and shoes, and granted I was only been there for like 2 months, so I didn't have much, but still my little one suitcase I came with.
Oh, so not thrown a good out. Not a good experience at all.
No.
Did you think it was like at this time you were what, 23?
13 years ago? Let me do the math. No, I was 25.
You didn't think it was a little dangerous? Like meeting a guy on MySpace, like going to San Diego, like it's a little risky?
Well, I am a risky person. Like I believe great risk gives you great reward. And if you play your life safe a lot of times, then you'll never reach to another pinnacle. Like think about it. If I never took that risk, I wouldn't be here right now. I wouldn't be able to employ 400 people right now if I never took that risk. So, yes, my friends always say, like, Sean is a big risk taker. Like, I bank on myself. So as long as I'm somewhere in that equation and mix, it's going to work out. Many's coming delusional, but it's going to work out.
So that was your introduction to American men,
yeah.
And so
America in general. That's my first time ever coming to America. Yep.
So obviously the cultures here are big difference. When it comes to dating, right? What are some of the pros to dating American men versus dating a Caribbean man, Jamaican, Bahamian, Haitian, whatever?
Ooh, the pros.
What are some of the things that you prefer?
The food.
What?
Yeah, just the difference in food.
You're telling me an American man cooks better than a Korean
man? No, I'm not saying that. That's not what I said. You asked me what's the pros, and it's the difference in the food. I did not state that that it's better. Okay, I don't want none of my Jamaicans come for me. Yeah,
I was about to come for you. You know, I'm so bad. Like, that's crazy.
But yeah, no, I did not say it's better. I'm just saying that the difference, because you grew up with a certain taste, right? You from the Caribbean, you're used to that taste. That's all you know. There's no variety off. So the moment you leave the country, you get to experience a different type. Like even the way, even just how we fry chicken back in Jamaica compared to how like even someone from Louisiana, the South, fries a chicken, right? Or even we have something back home called callaloo, which is almost like collard greens here. Say, I believe it's the same plant, but we cook it so different. Americans put like hog or, you know, like what it's called, the smoked pork or whatever it is that they put in here. Don't come for me. And I think it's really good. I love it. But we in Jamaica, we just kind of mix it up with tomatoes and onions and stuff like that. We don't add the meat to the collard greens. And ooh, you guys can do some good cornbread, like, ooh, and the sweet tea is sweet. So just difference in food, I would say, just that culture difference and, you know, experiencing that different taste bud, I would say is the difference in dating an American man.
So if that is the only pro, I guess there's just a lot of cons, you know, like, ooh, the food, this is the only pro, like, what as far as right, because the one of the bigger things just knowing different cultures, right, not even just Caribbean, you deal with African people, it's a similar thing of we're Caribbeans, Africans, people outside of the U.S. are kind of very blunt, very honest, people call us very I don't know, I think they think like we're very assertive, more dominant natured, whereas American people are a little on the softer side, a little on the sensitive side. What was that like? Because did you end up, once you moved here, obviously you had that first experience. Did you end up dating a lot of American men after that? Or did you kind of be like, oh, no, I need to get back to my roots. I need to find me a good Jamaican man.
Surprisingly, I never dated a Jamaican.
What?
I swear.
How does that work?
This was not deliberate. It was just what whoever was coming at me at the time. Like, it was just, it was not deliberate.
What? How did, time out. You can't, we cannot skate past that. How did you grow up in Jamaica?
And no, no, no. Well, I mean, coming to America.
Oh, I'm about to say.
Yeah, let me correct that. That's all I did in Jamaica. But yeah, let me correct that. Coming to America, I've never dated a Jamaican man in America.
Like, is that intentional or you kind
no, of it just, I mean, I have friends, Jamaican male friends, but right. I just never came around to it. I don't know, maybe I can peep their game. So, you know, like the game can't work on me or something like that. I don't know, but I don't know why. It just never occurred. Maybe not interested. I don't know. But yeah. But one thing I must say for American, it's different. So you have the African American and you have the Caucasian American.
Whoa.
Like I've had two separate experiences there where, you know, it's different. They have like different things that you have to deal with and different pros and different cons. But just wanted to
point out. By Caucasian, you mean like Caucasus Mountain?
Yes, uh-huh.
You said you've had
Caucasian that came here. Like, I've dated
a Caucasian.
Caucasian American.
Wow. Yeah. Well, this is taking a turn. I don't want to ask why, but why?
I don't discriminate. For me, I don't discriminate. I'm a sapiosexual, so I am more attracted to the intellect, the mind. So I'll date someone for their, you know, what their mind is. And I mean, that end up getting me in problems sometimes because I'm like dating for the potential off. And then their reality
that's
just don't hit in sometimes. And then I'm like, yeah, I gotta go. But I don't discriminate as to race. I've dated an Asian before, so yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I don't discriminate.
For a small period of time?
Why we gotta put a time frame on there?
That's just asking.
I mean, we only got 13 years to work with, right?
That Asian didn't last long. Wow, okay, so this is interesting.
Hi, friend.
Miss Barnes with a Caucasian man. I'm trying to be polite here, trying to make sure I word this correctly. How was that experience? When we talk about culture shock, right? Coming from Jamaica to America, obviously the guy you're dealing with was different from a Jamaican man. Like you said, going to a Caucasian American, oh, they just live a different life. Like, what were some of the things in that relationship, both of those relationships that were kind of like, oh, wow, like, this is different? What were some of the things that shocked you when dating a Caucasian man?
That shocked me. So the Caucasian guy I was with, he wanted to fit in as a black man. For real, like he, like even his, like a lot of his friends were, you know, black. And
of course.
And his daughter was from a black woman. So he, you know, sweet girl, love
her
to death.
Did that make you feel comfortable?
It made me feel odd.
Really?
Just because it's like he was trying a little bit too much. And then it's like, you know, you don't need to do that. Like, just be yourself with me. Like, I don't need you to be black. Like, I just need you to be you. And I felt like this was majority of our struggle in our relationship was, I'm like, you don't even sound like yourself. Like, you sound like you're putting on.
He said, hey, baby, you want a 10-piece lemon pepper? Mango habanero, your favorite? And he was like, why are you talking like that?
Exactly. I'm like, come on. Like, so I remember, it was so funny because I remember being at an event and I invited him and he was like, you know, mixing around in the crowd and talking to different people. And like everybody that he spoke to, like you could see that initial, no, like, that was not what I was expecting coming out of your mouth. Like, you would get the initial reaction with him. Because it's like, you're not expecting him to try to be hood.
Oh, so he put on, like, a persona.
Yeah, and I'm like, I'm not even like that. Like, I'm, like, the most I'll be is, like, you know, my Jamaican side will chip in a little bit. But I'm not even hood. So I don't need you to be something that I'm not even naturally attracted to.
Was that interesting? Because for you being a Jamaican woman, like there's a difference, right? I grew up with a lot of my friends are African, Jamaican, whatever, but they're first generation Americans. So they're not from the actual soil. Do you find oftentimes that dating, I wouldn't say is a struggle, but people try harder because you're Jamaican, like they maybe try to appease to your culture more. Like, do you kind of see that or not really?
I do.
Because I felt like if I was dating an Asian woman, for example, right, I might be like, okay, well, let me try to think of some more things that
with
to
soy
do.
Sauce.
What? Wow. No. But my restaurant choices might be
right,
like,
exactly.
Maybe let's do some ramen. Exactly. Or I might start looking up some Japanese festivals if she's Japanese, you know? So do you find that people are like kind of getting their Caribbean bag when they're with you or...
I can see that. I can see where, you know, they like, even if they had like, so I feel like Jamaica, no offense to any other Caribbean country, but Jamaica is so infused, right? And like, even in the US, in the UK, in a lot of European countries, Jamaica culture is so infused. It's the one culture or country that you, no matter where you go, you will find a Jamaican restaurant. Like, no matter, like, I went to Dubai and saw a Jamaican restaurant. You know, so no matter where you go, it's like, or if it's not a Jamaican restaurant, it's a jerk something.
Yeah.
You know, like jerk, I don't know, octopus. And we're like, shoot, we don't even jerk no octopus. But you know, just...
You were at Chateau Lawn, you had jerk chicken nachos.
Yeah, right?
It didn't even taste like jerk at all.
So it's just like, and I try not to go for anything that says that because I'm like, I'm going to be too much of a skeptic to talk about it. But so it's the one thing where, so what I'll find is like people who are not from the islands that I date, they, if they only liked, like, let's say for Jamaica, they only liked the jerk chicken, then they'll be like, oh, let's try, I don't know, goat. I don't know what animal that is, but let's try him, you know. But they're more open and susceptible to adding on something else because they know I'm from Jamaica. Or they'll be like, okay, if I cook, they'll be like, oh, okay, I'll try this. Oh, it's ox. You know, like just different thought process in it and stuff. I remember making cow foot for the Caucasian guy I dated, and he was like, I didn't even know they eat the foot of the cow. So he was just like, that's like all bone, like what do we do with this? So yeah, so I, that's what I find, like, they, you know, people are
cow foot
more. Yeah, you never had cow foot?
Never had cow foot.
What, are you from the islands? Oh, I'll take away your island card.
I'm sorry, like the
Haitians eat cow foot,
but the feet bothers me. Like chicken feet bothers me.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like chicken foot either.
don't
put just, it in a cup. Like, don't, I mean, like, even, you put it in soup, and I'm like, just don't, I don't want to see it floating around. Like, you know, like, oh, yeah, no.
The cow tongue is tough for me because when I look at it, it looks like a tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh, I'm literally eating the tongue. Like,
it's good though. Very chewy. Oh, it is good.
It is. It's very good, but yeah. Okay. So yeah, they get a little bit into their bag with you, but it sounds like to me, honestly, like I came into this thinking like, okay, the experience like is going to be vastly different from dating somebody from the American culture as far versus the Jamaican culture. But from what I'm hearing, it doesn't sound like the experiences are much different, right or wrong.
I would say it's not much different. Mm-hmm. It's more on the individual that you've found. So
that's true.
I have dated like African American that, I guess the only main difference that stand out for me, I realize, is that in America, you know, there's a lot of support. There's a lot of support with the government, from social economic programs, whether that is like EBT or Section 8 or Section 7 or the HUB, or, you know, just different governmental programs that assist community, just assist residents.
Right.
And I realized because of that, which I love, don't get me wrong, I love that. But I feel like because of that, there's always this notion in the back of an American mind that it's there. They, you know, some Americans may go through their entire life and never tapped into assistance from the government. But
it's like a safety net.
Exactly. Like if I fall there.
on my, you know, that's actually true. Because I remember hearing somebody say this. I remember hearing an adult say when I was 14. They had just lost their job. And I mean, apparently they hated their job. So they're kind of waiting. Right. And I said, hey, how are you going to get paid now? They said, oh, I'll just get unemployment.
Yeah.
And this was a grown man thinking like this.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. Like, I just never even heard that before.
Exactly.
Like, yeah.
Exactly. And perfect example, the unemployment. So I feel like because of that pre-notion in the back of their heads, they have a sense more of relaxation and not push so hard to get what they want or fight, you know, like have a fire spirit. And for me and, you know, a lot of Caribbean countries, we don't have that. Our government don't have no program that's going to help you get somewhere to live or going to help you pay your rent. Cause it's like rental assistance here. If you're down and you're down through your job, there's no food that you're going to get.
So
there's
the
no
men
unemployment
are really men over there. Like,
yeah,
they have to, there is no safety net.
No, there's
not. So they
none.
Really have to, have
like you
to,
gotta, yeah. you gotta hustle. Like it's a constant 24/7 hustle, or even, you know, you will stick into a job that is horrible. And while you find another job, because you know you leave, there's no unemployment. You may get the last 2 weeks paycheck that you do because you work there. But after that, it's done. Like, your kids looking at you. There's no kids assistant. You got to pay for your children to go to school. So because of that, like, we are grown to always fight. We are grown to there's no slow time for us. There's no better time than the now for us. So especially when Caribbean people come to America, you'll find that a lot of us, even Africans, will get success quicker
for sure
than ones that are here. And it's not that we're coming to take over a job. It's just we're coming with the mindset for us that America is an opportunity to better our family back home.
We want to thank you all for tuning in to episode 1 of Dating in the Shadows. If you're watching this on YouTube, you can follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or SoundCloud for audio versions when you're driving, cooking, or just chilling at the house and don't want to watch the visuals. Make sure to stay up to date weekly every Tuesday for new episodes, 12 p.m. sharp. See you next time.